Y'all need to get here earlier, just for what it's worth.
Hey there.
How you doing, Tara?
Pretty good. I'm calling in from the public library today. It's always dicey on the internet here.
Oh, interesting. I'm at the office, but they're letting us all go work from home today because it's snowing.
That's awesome.
But I'll probably stay here because at work I have better bandwidth and I have two big monitors. As opposed to one tiny little laptop screen.
I'm on my tiny little laptop screen, which I feel like always makes me look weird. It's like you gotta look down. But
So
I think that the
your
center
background is just
square.
blurred. I can kind of tell that you're like at a library, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Okay. Hey,
Yeah,
cool.
so we have these really cool study rooms that I'm not totally sure we're supposed to be using for Zoom meetings, but it's like, look at this beautiful parking lot, look at this beautiful view. So much better than my house.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Well, I like working here. Oh, I see people actually joining today. It's kind of cool. Sorry about the late notice.
I'm gonna have, I don't know how long the meeting is going, but if it goes more than 30, I have to drop out at the half anyway.
30 seems like a good number to aim for. Let's try and keep it to that. We'll see if we're going to hold the rest of the meetings in December. I'm not sure if we'll have topics to talk about. But let's go ahead and get started. If I can share my screen. There we go. Okay. So today we don't really have anything like in particular to talk about. I just sort of wanted to go through upcoming sessions, make sure that we have any upcoming topics. Maybe people can start brainstorming what we want to do in 2026. And then I wanted to go through sort of like what's been happening on Slack because there was actually a lot of cool activity on Slack that I'm not sure everyone got a chance to see. So let's just start at the top. So we have, oh, no tab. It's okay. We have two meetings left in December, the 10th and the 15th. I'm not sure people are just kind of like done for the year at this point. It's been a while since I've worked in a real library. But we have two meetings that we can use to talk about some of these topics. Does anyone have anything they particularly want to talk about on these days? All right. Okay. So I think let's go ahead and keep the 10th, even if people aren't going to be super available, just to make sure that we follow up on what happens in the PO meeting that's happening later this week. But that'll probably be a pretty quick meeting as well. And then we may end up canceling the 15th, and that's fine. But let me know if you have anything that you want in these slots. And then For 2026, I went ahead and did the dates, and it's like, wow, that's an awfully long list of dates that we could be meeting. And look at all of these empty topics. At some point, we should probably go through and see if there's anything we want to tackle. I hope the two things that were discussed on Slack might be good things to sort of fill up January or February. And I think we'll still be talking about search documentation. So won't stay empty for long, but feel free to throw anything in there if you have anything you want to talk about. And then I sort of alluded to this. The other thing I wanted to make sure everyone was aware of is that on Wednesday the 3rd, at least Owen and I think, are going to the PO meeting to talk about the search documentation proposal that sort of played out on Slack. So this was Owen's PowerPoint slides, and they were discussed further and turned into this UX prod. So you can read more about that here if you haven't had a chance to read through it yet. It is actually really cool. And I saw that there were some responses down in the comments, which will be really valuable. So that's happening on Thursday, or sorry, Wednesday, and we can talk more about it when next we meet. Any questions about that? It's really cool that this is moving forward. I'm pretty happy about that. So, all right. So that was all of the announcements and housekeeping that I had. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk about was recent activity in Slack. So hopefully I wrote all my notes in this document knowing I was going to be on my one puny little monitor. So hopefully I can see what I wrote. But basically three things were discussed in Slack. There was a post from Kimberly, who is here. There was a post from Laura, who's also here. And then I did just want to point again to that search documentation discussion in case anyone has any further thoughts. But that got pretty well discussed a while back. So starting from the most recent, Kimberly had a post asking about what I would say is a bug, where the focus is not where you would expect it to be when like adding an address in organizations. Was that what it was?
Yeah, so a lot of places where there's like an add, some kind of, it's almost like to the accordion, like a subset of fields. It's not just a single field that's adding like that subset. When you push to add the button, it kind of puts the focus still on that button, and so like it skips the whole subset of fields, and so then you would have to go back. This is like especially if you're tabbing through and just using spacebar to fix things. So I guess this is an area maybe where I'm still sort of confused is what ends up constituting a cross app sort of issue and what what is something that goes specifically to the six. And so that was part of why I put it in the Slack just to see what whether it would be claimed here or I should take it to AXIG, but
I mean, like, you know, the individual issues always belong to the SIGs. The question of like whether or not we want to like make an effort to make this a thing, I think, is really what's the question is, right?
that's
And
fair.
like I think this is like it clearly has to do with consistency and usability. So that feels like it's our vibe. I don't know if others object, but it's definitely a you know it when you see it, whether or not this SIG deals with it. But I've given up trying to define what we do. So I'm a Folio user, but I'm not like a Folio power user. So I actually had no idea what you were talking about. So I did just want to show what that was. So you're saying that I guess I have to start up here. For people who like to navigate through Folio with the tabs, I'm just pressing tabs. If you space to add an address, then the focus is still on add address. And to actually enter the address, you would have to back tab,
Yeah,
right?
shift tab to go back all the way to the beginning through all the tabs. Yeah. And so it's not like a huge thing, but it just for people who I don't know actually how that impacts screen readers either.
That was going to be my
I don't
question, if it's an
know.
accessibility issue.
From the comments, it sounded like yes. Vivian?
Is this something that happens across all apps? I mean, I work predominantly in inventory. Is this something that happens in inventory? Do we
It seemed
know?
like it was kind of random.
I've not checked it like everywhere. Like I've looked at it in a couple of places in organizations, orders. I know it happens in the settings for like data import. And Owen made a ticket for something, I think, in agreements. So there was only maybe one he found there. So I think from what Zach said, it's maybe inconsistent. And I've not checked other apps beyond that.
If it's inconsistent, I think that's even more of a case for it being in our domain.
It's one of our trauma trigger words. Yeah, I think that's very fair. So this is the problem. Hopefully we can all see it, even though you can't see what my hands are doing. It is annoying to have to do that. So I sort of outlined what happened on Slack here. It seemed like there was consensus on the fact that this is annoying and bad and potentially an accessibility issue. Owen said, it sounds like in terms of fixing any existing behavior, we just need to report the issues one by one to the appropriate teams. That sounds like just file a bug to me. So then the only question for us is, do we as a SIG want to pick through Folio and find as many of these bad cases as we can and then sort of select, like collect them under an Epic or whatever we've been doing so that we can see that this is being resolved across Folio? Or do we want to just say, like, it's up to the SIGs? Both are valid choices. Ooh, it does occur in inventory. See, now we care.
Now it feels harder to say no.
Yeah,
Where in
shouldn't do.
inventory are you seeing it? Because I'm not finding it yet.
I did add an item record, and I tabbed through fields and spaced to open something up, and the focus was still on the add field rather than the field to be added, as it were.
Okay, I was looking for somewhere where we were actually adding an accordion, but oh, like add administrative note. Yep, you have to click into it. Yeah.
And Tara, I think it would be, I didn't realize I wasn't muted when I left, but I think it would be fairer to say that if it's happening in inventory, now Vivian cares.
Kristen, go ahead.
So I do feel like this is an accessibility issue then, really. It's annoying when you're maybe on the screen and you can see what's going on, but that seems like the bigger problem here. I was looking, I know we don't have an accessibility SIG that's active right now, as far as I know, but I don't know if the accessibility Slack channel is active. Does anybody on that channel? Anybody know? I can take a look because I see that the accessibility SIG says it's basically on hiatus, but it suggests an accessibility Slack channel. Because I do feel like because of that particular issue, that it might be better to raise this sooner rather than later so that it can get resolved, because
Looks
I'm
like
sure it would be a problem. You just get lost.
There's some recent posts on the Slack.
Yep, it is semi-active. And I believe they're trying to, somebody is re trying to revive it. I mean, the SIG, not the Slack channel.
Yeah, I definitely remember hearing that. So what do we want to do here? Do we want to post to the accessibility SIG and say, hey, would you like to do all of this work, or would you prefer that we do all of this work?
Maybe it would be like a good project to get that sync going again.
Yeah, that's
Pretty
true. Okay.
concrete.
Should I? So I also added this as an implementer's topic to the acquisition SIG. Should I hold off on that, or it's okay to?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you
Okay.
should definitely post it where it's annoying, and like it's fine if it gets fixed. We can always find the tickets later. There's no reason to pause work just because we're considering making this a thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool. All right. So I thought that was really cool, and I thought it was cool that it got sorted out asynchronously on Slack. So I'm glad that we got a chance to talk about this here. Anything else on the weird tabs and spaces issue? Okay, cool. All right. So the next cool thing that happened on Slack was Laura posted asking if anyone sees item state as relevant to cross-app SIG. And this one got a little bit less discussion. So again, I think the question was like, do we want to make this a thing, Laura? So Martina and Owen talked about this on Slack, and they seem to think, I don't think either of them are here. And I would agree that because of the movement of information between apps, this feels like a cross-app issue. Martina pointed out that actually there was a subgroup in 2020, which well predates me, on this topic. So on this one, I think I was wondering, like, what specific aspect of item state we were talking about and what we would want to accomplish by looking at it.
Yeah. And I think I was part of that subgroup. So item state, what was originally conceived of for item state was a three-part state. And only one part was implemented. And I was trying to describe this to somebody else, and basically it's sort of half implemented, is my perspective on it, that enough work got done that some things could happen, not necessarily well, but and then nothing more has been done. I don't think the three-part item state is necessarily a goal anymore. So what I would like to see is, wherever this gets discussed, for us to identify what work would be needed to make the implementation of it less clunky and onerous. What is specifically challenging for me, and there may be other challenges elsewhere, but there are certain item states that can only be changed through processes in other apps. So, for example, the in-process item status can't be edited in inventory. You can't change something from in process to available except by checking it in. And what happened to me that I became aware, I was reminded of how annoying this was because I was trying to help somebody troubleshoot. They couldn't open a PO, and part of what was going on, there were various things going on, but part of what was going on is that an item had been created somehow, and it said it was in pro, and we were trying to just get rid of everything and start over, but this item said it was in process, so we couldn't delete the item. So I actually had to go check the add a fake barcode to the item and check it in order to be able to delete it. And I know we still have workflows that are awkward and annoying where some of what's newly cataloged doesn't have the in-process item status, but some of it does, and it has to go through a separate workflow, and somebody in Stacks Management has to go and check everything in before it can get shelved. So I'm sure there are other examples of how this was implemented that gets in the way of workflows that we would like to have. But my hope would be that we could identify what changes would be needed in order for this to not get in people's way so much. I think my sort of myopic perspective on it would be that making these behaviors configurable would be the best solution. So that, say, a library is very happy with the way it works now, they could keep it that way. But if we want to be able to allow somebody in inventory to change an item status, we could. But I think the place to start would be looking at, okay, what's the minimum amount of development or change that would be needed to make this not get in everybody's way without undoing the parts of it that are good, like the fact that you can't just change, if something's checked out, you can't just say it's not checked out anymore without checking it Alyssa?
I was just wondering, Laura, you said you thought that the three-part item state was no longer a priority. Is that just because, why do you think that is? Is that because the people or person driving it are no longer here? I seem to remember it being maybe driven by Duke for a moment.
It was driven by Duke for quite a while. I
Okay.
think it was trying to solve a lot of problems that that we don't necessarily still feel like we need to solve in that way. I think maybe, though, I think the whole thing, ideally, we would revisit the whole vision of that we had and look at, okay, what do we think now that a lot of libraries have been using this system for a little while, what do we think we actually need? And then what's realistic that won't break other things?
Yeah, I think that would be great.
We really need a PO
Isn't there
for
a PO?
the item. There was an item state PO. Part of what happened is that Emma Betcher left the project, and so a lot of work just stopped.
For some reason, I thought that Tom inherited that, but.
He had, but Emma was the one who had done a huge amount of work on it.
Got it. Thanks for the added context. That's helpful.
And I see Kristen as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I do remember Duke being really interested in the item state. And I confess, I always found it really confusing, and complicated. So it could be that we just don't. The way Folio's gotten developed in the meantime, it might not be actually solving any problems, or it might be more complicated than what we want to do. I do think, considering where item status is right now and how people are using it and what's working and not working, would be a really good discussion because I do understand that limitation around in process that is a little vexing. But not, it's not like it's just it's a pain point, but it would be good maybe to look at that and determine if we should sort of close the work, take the work in a different direction, or have, an area for updates. I couldn't explain what item state was trying to do myself. Karen Newberry from Duke, we had conversations about it, and then there's another person from Duke I talked to at some length, but I wouldn't be able to describe its end goals very well anymore.
And Vivian.
So I don't want to muddy the waters because I know we in the Folio community like to focus on one little enhancement at a time. But we have got an enhancement request in our internal pipeline that hasn't quite made it out into the wild yet about the use of templates in inventory or developing templates for inventory. But the basis for it is that the user would very much like to be able to create an item record that has something other than available as the default state. In this case, they want, they when they first create an item record, it's not necessarily available. So they want to be able to create an item record with the state of in process and then later manually change it to available when it's ready rather than going to check out. So related, maybe not exactly the same, but definitely involves the ability to change status, certain statuses that are currently not changeable in inventory, in inventory. And I don't have anything to say about the three-part item status thing because I know really nothing about it, to be honest.
Okay. Well, so the three-part item status was so desired that it actually made its way into the documentation, and so there's an explanation of it in this section of the docs that I have to refer to all the time to understand how item state works. So that's kind of what's being discussed at the top part of this, if you've never read this and instead have just scrolled down to this very useful table here. Which explains which ones could be set in inventory and when they can be applied. So I see in chat that maybe we want to reach out to Tom and see if he wants to lead a
Or be, I
discussion of
just I
this.
feel like because he was involved with it, and I know he's thought about it a lot, I'd want to see, does he have capacity and interest to work on this before we just start something? Because if he does, it'd be great. But if
I
he
love making things Tom's
doesn't,
problem, personally.
what's that?
I said I love making things Tom's problem. It's one of my favorite
Yeah.
strategies.
But if he doesn't, then if he does, I'd be willing to work with him on sort of spearheading it. And if he doesn't, I'm willing to do that.
Okay, so like, is the thing that you're looking for like a matrix of like going from one state to the next state and how big of a pain in the butt it is? Like,
I'm looking for a total reconsideration of, do we want the three-part item state?
okay, all right.
If not, what do we want? And then figure out, okay, how could we, is what we want feasible? What would be needed to get there? If what we want isn't feasible, what would be something that is feasible that would at least make this better than it is now? Does that sound reasonable?
No, I mean, it sounds totally reasonable. Kristen, go ahead.
Yeah, I think what would also be maybe interesting if we're thinking about this is if we say, do we as the community, is this three-part item state still our goal? If the answer is no, how could we change what we're working on for item statuses to make it more flexible for individual institutions? Because I think a lot of these restrictions on how item statuses work are because they were supposed to be part of item state. And if we're not ever going to do item state, then these restrictions don't have the same meaning or desirability, I think, in many cases. If we are going to do item state, then, we probably don't want to make these changes because then we're going to butt up against them and create more problems too.
Okay, and so is it not metadata management that owns item state?
It all came from resource
No.
and
See, that's one of the challenges is that items live in inventory, but metadata management doesn't care as much about item data as a lot of other functional areas. And items are integral to so many different areas and processes that it can't just be metadata management making decisions about it.
Got it.
I know Tom has mentioned in passing he had an idea about a two-part item state instead of three-part. But I would be mostly interested in starting with, okay, what isn't working about what we have now? And what would be needed to, sorry, I'm distracted by it. Sounds like a crosstab thing. What isn't working and what would be needed to make it work better for most of us, if
Okay.
not all of us.
All right. So it sounds like the first thing that we want to do is check in with Tom to find out like what the deal is. So Laura, did you say you would be able to reach out to him and let
Yep.
us know? And then as much as it is a cross app thing, it is also kind of a resource accessing thing. Because like that's what all of these tripart item states are about, but I guess Tom's kind of a part of that, so we're killing two birds with one stone. Okay, so I guess that's the next action. So it sounds like yes, we should take this on. Maybe what's
I'm
up?
sorry. I just want to jump in and say, I'm not saying in my comment, I'm not saying that we shouldn't get resource access or metadata management involved. We absolutely should. We should get really any of the SIGs that have an interest in item state involved in the conversation about what do we want, what is going to happen with item state eventually. Is I just read up on the three-part state. So,
In the
is that
last
still
5 minutes.
a goal? Do we still care? Do we still want that? And if the answer is no, then what can we do to redevelop or develop, do new development for the state of state, if you like?
We've said state too many times, and now it doesn't sound like a word to me. So, yeah, no, definitely. I think I was just curious, like, if this has, if like, because we have our own history of what's going on with item state in this subgroup, and I was just sort of wondering if maybe there's been recent work somewhere else on this since people like to talk about it. Okay, so we're going to start by reaching out to Tom, and then once we figure out if he wants to like lead or be a part of this, we can like try and define what we're trying to accomplish so that this doesn't spiral out of control. And then maybe we can talk about this in January. Does that sound good? Okay, great. Okay. All right. So that was Laura's post. And we are 3 minutes from our half hour goal. So I will just say we already talked a little bit about search documentation discussion. You can definitely check that out on Slack. I'm really excited about that, but I didn't really have anything more to say about it. I just wanted to put a note there that it happened. Is there anything else that we should talk about today? And if not, I think I will say happy 1st of December. Happy December to everyone, and I will let everyone go.
Bye,
Have a
everyone.
great
Thank you.
rest of your day.
Bye
Bye.
bye.